There is not a glimmer nor a call for one that welcomes when he fears the black and awful chaos of the night. For through it all, above, beyond it all, I know the far-sent message of the years. I feel the coming glory of the light.
How shall God make known to man all of God that man can know? What a
And in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the world should be enrolled and taxed. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph went up from Nazareth to the city of David, called Bethlehem, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
Let us go up to Bethlehem.
And while they were there in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn.
O God, I thank you now for this great honor given. Help me to be worthy of this great gift of heaven. Please guide me as I go each step along the way, for motherhood, you know, is new to me this day. Thank you, dear God, this hour for help on earth to bear the task you set for me in heaven, thy dear son's care. As he does grow, O Lord, so help us too to grow, to open wide our hearts and learn what we should know. My task is just begun. With thy help, O God, I know to guide this little son as to a man he grows. I place my trust in thee and know you will not fail to help me wise to be and do thy task with skill.
Thank you.
What honor, what trust, what simple obedience did God expect of that man, Joseph, to be the earthly guardian in the eyes of men of this promised one of God? How these two must stand in fear, yet always full of hope and faith that God will help them to fulfill, as best they can, his trust in them. For God did surely know in his wisdom that both would share the task, not just his chosen vessel. Without the help of this good man, Mary alone must have met the challenge. God gave her earthly strength to lean upon, supporting both with his love.
Tall he stands, proudly protecting her, from whom God's trust is expecting, that light to show men love. As an example, Joseph reflects it, that love of God as he expects it. Simple, steadfast, trusting love. And so the journey, as he takes it, calls us like him, undoubting to make it, to heed God's task for us this day. To heed God's task for us this day.
And in that region there were shepherds keeping watch o'er their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said unto them, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God.
the shepherd went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And the shepherds glorified God and praised him for all that they had seen and heard. And Mary pondered all these things in her heart.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And assembling the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the child was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it is so written by the prophets." Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them unto Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, come bring me word, so that I too may go and worship him." When they had heard the king, they went their own way, and the star that they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was.
Then they entered into the place and saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him, offered him gifts and treasure, gold and myrrh and frankincense.
And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.